ever wonder why the Olympics use 5 interlocking circles? They'll tell you it's about continents, about unity. But history whispers something else. In European Freemasonry, secret groups were once called circles of friends. And there weren't hundreds of them. There were 5. England, France, Germany, Italy, and America. Together they called themselves the Olympiads, 5 Masonic circles, 5 rings. The symbol was never about sports, it was about brotherhood, allegiance, control. And then there's the torch. You see it everywhere. The Olympic flame, the Statue of Liberty, university logos, even the tiny dime in your pocket. It carries the same symbol, the fire of Prometheus. In the old myths, Prometheus stole fire from the gods to give man knowledge, illumination. But in secret societies, the flame is something else. It's revolution, it's control of light, control of perception. That's why they place it in the hands of statues, in the seals of schools, in the rituals of the elite. And when you graduate, they tell you you're an alumni. But where does that word come from? Dig deep enough, and you'll find its root in Illumini. The illuminated ones. You pass through their institutions, their universities, their rites, and you don't just get a diploma. You get initiated. You become part of the system that worships light, but only the light they choose to hand down. So ask yourself, how much of your reality is shaped by symbols you never even noticed? And more importantly, who gave them the fire in the first place?